Okay, folks, let's please take your seat. So, Mr. Robertson, would you please introduce item 13?
Item 13 is the Vineyard and Winery General Order. This is an update and a status on the draft general order, which has actually already been issued for public comment. The draft vineyard and winery order combines coverage for discharges of winery waste and discharges from certified sustainable vineyards. The order updates requirements for waste discharges from wineries and incorporates requirements for select certified sustainable vineyards. The draft order was released for public comment earlier this fall, and we extended the comment period in consideration of harvest and crush in response to some good comments. In evaluating the comments received as part of the process, staff is reevaluating the schedule for consideration of this order with a potential target board meeting dates of late 2017 or early 2018. We want to be thoughtful about our path forward with this item, and staff is developing an expanded project plan and outreach effort, which we will be evaluating internally. We have not looked at that internally yet. We'll continue to update the board on this as we get a clearer sense of our path forward here. And Harvey Packard and I are here to answer questions, too.
Right, so I do have a couple of question. Okay, all right. I have a couple of speaker cards, and I will start with Abby, and then it'll be Kurt.
Good afternoon. Abby Taylor Silva with the Grower Shipper Association of Central California. I just want to start by saying we appreciate staff's been very responsive to our comments, and we're looking forward to getting to speak with them more about them. And I just wanted to give you a few highlights. So we have members who are SIP certified, and we're really proud to support their efforts in that program. We also appreciate that sustainable agriculture is being recognized as valuable by the regional board, because many of our members growing a wide variety of commodities participate in sustainability programs in a lot of different forms. And we support them in their efforts as they relate to water quality, but also a number of other practices. So these applied sustainability metrics and our purview deserve recognition and opportunities for amended regulatory requirements and incentives. What we've asked of staff as you look forward in this WDR and continue to receive comments and discuss it, we'd really like to see the metrics that the regional board is going to be using for allowing regulatory incentives for a sustainability program. And we understand that other programs have been discussed with the regional board, and we really believe there's opportunity for more programs to be brought to you in the future. And there are other sustainability programs that are dedicated to wine crops throughout the state, as well as other crops. So if we could, we would really appreciate like a metric or a checklist. We do really well with that to work from. And that would help us when we're contemplating whether an existing program could be modified or would already be well suited to such a model. And I think this would lead to more groups putting forward the effort to submit a sustainability model to you, because they're really going to know what's being expected. And since staff has determined this program to be acceptable, we just hope that it would be fairly simple to put together some sort of a metric sheet. And we appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Abby. And last speaker card for this item is Kirk.
Chairman Wolf, members of the board, Kirk Schmidt, Preservation, Inc. I already addressed this issue in the last comments dealing with the cost of operating the cooperative monitoring program. But the reason this was proposed to include the wineries with the vineyards was to reduce the regulatory burden on the vineyards and giving them an opportunity to have assurance that they would have a stable regulatory process going forward because they're members of the sustainability program. And yet we also have an equity issue of the burden on farmers throughout the region on providing some certain minimum level of monitoring, because as you've looked at least the sea otter order, there's a requirement to do extensive monitoring, and the winery WDR doesn't have any surface water monitoring. I mean, the vineyard portion of the winery WDR doesn't have any surface water monitoring. It does have groundwater monitoring for 1 year that's similar, although not identical, to what is in the 2017 MRP. I think an easy solution for this, from my limited perspective of managing the cooperative surface water monitoring program, and with the view of how to adapt a sustainability program to other crops, is to say that if you have a sustainability program, you still have to participate in two region-wide monitoring programs. One is the groundwater monitoring program, which you already have in the winery WDR, and also the existing surface water monitoring, cooperative monitoring program that you have in the ag order. There's no reason why you couldn't lift that one section out of the ag order and keep it in every single sustainability program, because the actual burden would be predictable, or more predictable than other parts of the order. And it would assure people participating in a sustainability program that the other rigorous proposals that are in the general ag order would not apply to them, because they have worked very hard and diligently in themselves to become sustainable. But it would mean that other growers would not be resistant to a sustainability program from receiving a benefit of lower regulation, because it wouldn't create a higher burden on the remaining growers in the ag order through higher costs in the cooperative monitoring program. And I think this would be equitable, it would be easy to use, and it would be easy to apply consistently as you roll out more programs for different crops that have sustainability metrics. Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt. So I see no comment from board members. Any comment that you'd like to make, Harvey, on the last two speakers?
I'd just like to say that I agree with Abby's comments generally about coming up with criteria generally that we would use to approve the various certification programs, not just for vineyards, but for any of the others that might be proposed. So that's one of the reasons for slowing this process down and taking a look at it, is maybe we should do that first before we start looking at vineyards specifically.
All right. Mr. Johnson, anything you'd like to add to this? I'm sorry, Mr. Robertson. Gosh. Getting late. Oh, yeah.
Or demoted. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, I knew he was going to say that. As soon as you said promoted.
I think stepping back to the place that both Ms. Taylor Silva and Mr. Packard reference is really appropriate at this time. Let's start to understand what criteria would trigger a regulatory relief, with respect to maybe it's certification, maybe it's something else, because there's a lot of things out there right now. There's a sustainability certification. There's some other types of certification also available. Should they receive a fraction of the sustainability benefit with regards to relief? Mm-hmm. It's a start to a really good discussion, though. I think we've changed the nature of the discussion here from should we have it to what should it look like. It's moving towards an incentive approach to regulation too, which I think is really healthy all the way around. We benefit from that as the custodians of water quality. Those choosing to make more progressive decisions about their practice implementation benefit because they get a lighter load from the regulatory agency. Good thing all around, I think.
And being a participant to the monthly chair's call with State Board, You know, I believe State Board is also right now looking at with some new programs and new regulations in building efficiency. And the way they're looking at building efficiency is to have more of that one-stop-shop approach where, you know, the same regulated facility often has three different permits coming from three different floors, you know, at the Sacramento headquarters, and looking at consolidating those. So, you know, they're following the same path, so I think we're consistent.
It's a great move. We didn't talk about this, but this was a topic at WQCC was efficiencies and how to find them, and both diminishing regulatory burden, thereby reaping the benefit as the regulatory agency, and by one-stop shopping, have an efficiency benefit for us as an organization. It's a lower labor cost for us, too. You know, it has benefit to those we regulate, but also to us.
All right. Thank you. So I look on my right and on my left, and no comments. And Mr. Johnson, no comments. So you had made quite an imprint on me that I'm calling Mr. Robertson, Mr. Johnson. So I would like then to close this item 13, and this will also close the agenda for today, and it is 4:59, and so we are adjourning our Thursday, December 8th meeting.